first of all, tell us what that would include.
Well, it's very broadly defined in the stimulus package. The provisions would apply to, well, iron and steel used in public works projects, but also manufactured goods used in public works projects. So it's we think it's a pretty comprehensive provision.
And some folks look at these and it sounds like it's apple pie. Why would anyone possibly be opposed to a Buy America provision? But it's one of those things that it's more complex when you sort of delve into it.
I'm afraid it is. Yeah, the Buy American Act is something that always sounds good in practice, and it's not a bad idea. But when you get down to defining what is American, the law is a pretty restrictive definition of not only made in America, but also made in America of mostly American parts and components. And for the information technology industry today, it just doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Well, because every information technology provider relies on global supply chains, inputs from all over the world to build products. A lot of products are built in the United States, but they won't meet the Buy American test because they have global inputs. So it's a test that was created a long time ago, well, in the 1930s. This is Depression-era legislation. And so it doesn't really meet the needs of the modern global information technology industry.
Now, I understand that this particular version of the Buy America, and you and I were talking earlier, this sort of seems to come up about every year and a half, 2 years. We sort of go through this it feels like we go through all over again.
Well, yes.
But I understand that this particular provision isn't as much of a concern for federal contractors as previous versions have been.
Well, to the extent that it only applies to the stimulus, it has a limitation in that way. Most IT procurement today is not covered by the Buy American Act. It's covered by a waiver. It's a global procurement agreement managed by the WTO, the World Trade Organization. And it has its own rules and its own issues, and we could talk about those some other time, but it doesn't have the restrictive made in America, Buy America, American parts and components tests that we're talking about here. So it's a little bit different.
Okay, I have a question. And sure. I always do this. It's a naive question.
Good. That's what he's here for.
You know, I'm happy to help.
But no, I've got to preface it by saying I'm coming from a point of I don't know enough about this that I should know. And so forgive me. But it seems like if you create a provision that requires the federal government to buy American, don't you run the risk of those prices being jacked up unusually high and then you wind up spending more money than you intend?
Oh, well, yeah, that is certainly a possibility. I mean, if you don't have sufficient American production, you theoretically could go and create some at an extremely high cost, and then the government would pay that high cost to get access to the technology. It's even then, though, the global technology market doesn't really work that way. If you we don't make flat panel displays in the United States, for example.
Right.
No LCDs are made here. So maybe the government says we're only going to buy American LCDs. Well, we're several generations of technology behind the rest of the world, and one flat panel display facility costs $1 billion to build. They're not cheap, and then you build the technology facility, and then you have outdated technology playing catch-up, and the government's buying inferior technology to what's available on the commercial market. So that's not a very good solution to the problem that you've got. That's why the government procurement policy of the United States is to rely on commercial IT, commercially available IT, to the greatest extent possible.
And one last question, and then we'll let you go. But I know this, and this can get a bit technical, but there was the Murphy Amendment, which actually would have restricted health IT spending with the Buy America provision. Explain what that was.
Well, the Murphy Amendment was particularly a difficult one because it was about health IT spending, and it was a Buy American provision. But even under all Buy American provisions, including that original Depression-era legislation, include the possibility for waivers when there's insufficient domestic production, or
right.
you can't, you know, or the price is too great for the domestic production, you can get a waiver. Well, the Murphy Amendment didn't have any of those waivers. So the most troubling thing about it was just simply a ban on acquisition of anything but American goods, no matter what the cost, no matter what the quality, which seems kind of a backwards way to go about it to bring health IT into the marketplace.